Live Update Super Tuesday Election Results. By Tony Lee on March 10, 2020. Six states, Mississippi, Missouri, Michigan, Idaho, North Dakota, and Washington, and Democrats abroad will hold primaries tonight as former Vice President Joe Biden looks to build on his wins from the last Super Tuesday primaries. Polls begin to close in Michigan, Mississippi, North Dakota, and Missouri at 8 p.m. ET. Polls in Washington will be the last to close at 11 p.m. ET. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for live updates. All times Eastern. Mississippi, 36 delegates, Biden projected to win. Missouri, 68, Biden projected to win. Michigan, 125, Biden projected to win. Idaho, 25, Biden projected to win. 1:28 a.m., Sanders still at just 14.9% in Mississippi with 98.5% of the vote in. He needs to get to 15% to get delegates. 1:15 a.m., AP calls Idaho for Biden. 12:05 a.m., on to Arizona. 11:40 p.m., voters think they can trust Biden to deal with coronavirus. 11 p.m., polls in Washington now closed. Idaho and North Dakota not called. 10:48, Biden says he wasn't planning a rally but his headquarters are around the corner. He says coronavirus is a matter of presidential leadership. Biden now going into his standard stump speech. He says he is now very much alive after the political world declared his campaign dead just a couple of weeks ago. He says there is a ways to go but it looks like we're going to have another good night. He speaks about his victories in Mississippi, Michigan, and Missouri. He says character is on the ballot in T-Fall. He says his campaign is taking off. He thanks Sanders and his supporters for their passion and tireless energy. He says they share a common goal of beating Trump. He says tonight we are a step closer to restoring decency, dignity, and honor in the White House. He says the country needs presidential leadership that is honest, trustworthy, and steady. He says that restoring world order, that's the American responsibility. He says Trump's America First policies have made America alone. Biden says democracy is at stake in this election and everything that has made America America is truly at stake. 10:35 p.m., Biden getting ready to speak in Philly. Sanders not planning to speak. 10:10 p.m., Biden pulling ahead. 9:36 p.m., on CNN, Yang endorses Biden. He says math says Biden is the prohibitive nominee. 9:13 p.m. 9:06 p.m., Michigan, AP calls it for Biden. 9 p.m., Priorities USA saying math is now clear for Biden. 8:55 p.m., Clyburn reportedly wants to shut it down for Biden because prolonging primary increases chances gaffe machine Biden will do or say something crazy, plagiarize, or make stuff up out of thin air. He reportedly wants the DNC to cancel all of the debates as well. 8:50 p.m., Dem base all in for Biden. 8:35 p.m., Michigan, some early calls for Biden. But all polls in the state don't close until 9 p.m. 8:09 p.m., interesting if this holds. 8:08 p.m., Van Jones spot on here. 8:02 p.m., Biden projected to win Missouri. 8 p.m., Biden projected to win Mississippi. 7:59 p.m., Biden's advisors have some more time to remind him not to pull another Biden. 7:45 p.m., Sanders campaign and allies on long lines in Michigan. 7:30 p.m., the first polls will close at the top of the hour. And Biden is reportedly preparing remarks about the coronavirus that he will deliver in Philadelphia this evening. Biden's challenge will be to not stick his foot in his mouth or randomly wing parts of the speech to make voters trust him less. That's Trump's challenge as well. Exit polls, most Democrats want a nominee who can beat Trump #daily. 59% of Democrats prefer a candidate who can beat Trump rather than a candidate who agrees with you on issues. pic.twitter.com/zhivekogos. Meet the Press, at Meet the Press, March 10, 2020. Election workers in Washington taking no chances.